Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Bird Show. Do you guys know the name Westboro Baptist Church?
No.
I don't know.
You probably will after I tell you what they're known for. This is like the really hardcore church group that seems to protest everything. They're a Baptist church, and they seem to stir up controversy for the sake of controversy, but they seem to pick at everything. Like, if you go to Wikipedia, it says the Westboro Baptist Church is an independent Baptist church and an anti-gay hate group.
Oh.
The WBC is not affiliated with any known Baptist conventions or associations. Group carries out daily picketing and travels nationally to picket the funerals of gay victims of murder, gay bashing, or people who have died from complications related to AIDS. You guys know this group?
Wait, so they hate gay bashers or
no,
they hate gay people?
Gay people.
Oh, that's awful.
The group came into the national spotlight in 1998 when they were featured on CNN, picketing the funeral of Matthew Shepard. That was the young guy from Wyoming who was beaten to death by two men because of homosexuality. And it wasn't that long ago that they caused quite a stir because the entire choir put together this song.
You're all headed straight to hell.
Kids singing in this thing?
It's too late to change his mind. You lived out your vain lives, storing up God's wrath for all eternity.
All right, well, now they have put their aim at Lady Gaga, and they put a song together yesterday that is a parody of Poker Face. So the song's going to go on and on. It's not even a good parody. And literally keep saying that God hates Lady Gaga.
You wanna lie to them in hell, you all will be. A little fire is all fun when you're with me.
God hates you.
Which is shocking to hear, right?
Horrible.
So yesterday
these people
also
claim to be religious, and they're the most evil people I've ever heard.
Hateful.
I brought Josh in here, our producer Josh, because he's probably, hey, how are you?
Everybody saw the girls sound great today, by the way.
Were you including me in that whole thing?
Yes.
When you said all the girls?
Yes.
Josh needs an at-bat song, I feel like.
I know.
He's
what would your at-bat song be?
I don't know.
Come up with something.
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't know.
He told me as soon as he took the job, he's like, I don't want to be on the air, dude. So you can see how serious I was about that.
I enjoy the listening to the show and being able to contribute off the air. But
Josh is a guy that does like all of our production off the air and stuff like that.
Does a great job.
And he's probably, I would say, the most religious on the show.
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe.
I mean, you were really seriously thinking about becoming a priest at one point.
Yeah, I like the G-O-D.
And he sent me a flyer that the same Westboro Baptist Church put out yesterday, and it says, God hates Lady Gaga, and it's shocking. It says, WBC to picket this sleazy God-hater at the Fox Theater, this is in St. Louis, on Thursday, thou hadst a whore's forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed, will he reserve his anger for you ever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest. And it goes on and on and on and on, but it's shocking. The top of it says, God hates Lady Gaga, and the bottom of it says, you're going to hell.
What is the deal with this group? I mean, Are they national? Are they in a certain place?
I think it's
place?
Just a dude. I think it's actually one guy that sort of runs this thing. He's one sort of hate preacher,
he's got
so to
followers,
speak.
Though.
And he's out of Topeka, Kansas. And I think everyone on the show knows I used to work at a radio station in Kansas City. And this was years ago, we were doing an NSYNC show, and they were protesting with, signs and calling, I don't even know how to even say the word, but we're calling NSYNC names, mm-hmm. I guess because they dance and they're guys. And so they're protesting. So we actually got used to seeing these guys, and it's just evil and disgusting. And you sent that to me yesterday and said, listen, it's audio, and I just wrote you back. I'm like, this is disgusting, mm-hmm. And you're like, well, can you come on and share? I don't even know what to share except disgust. That I think everyone has listening to that, or most people, that this exists, and that people wrap it up in God is the disgusting is the only word I can think of.
I think it just
perverted.
It goes against every base principle that every person is taught about God. If you believe in God, is that He loves everybody?
Right.
So to actually hear the words "God hates Lady Gaga,"
and how are they the people determined to say that? I mean, God's really the only judge, and so. How are they able to be so judgmental but then still claim God as their own? I don't understand that. I don't understand anybody who's that way.
Yeah, I wish Melissa was here because I'm sure, she faces this, I'm sure, sometimes with people.
I'm sure she does. And this seems so extremist that it seems easy to sort of like, sign them off because this is some like crazy extremist group.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is the mentality of these people. Like, where do they find that entitlement?
I was just going to ask, do they think they're the only good people in the world, or is everybody who's not in this cult following?
Isn't this the same kind of people, though, that would, these are awful things we're talking about, and I hate to talk about them even out loud, that would hurt someone who is a doctor who might be at an abortion clinic? Mm-hmm. I think this happened recently. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was in the news. This sort of extreme fringe that, those of us who might be within the Christian community need to reach out to these people because they're around us. I knew nuts back in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is where what happens. I think when you follow this line of reasoning, this I have the answers, you don't, that makes me better than you. When you follow that, you begin to get these extreme fundamental. It's like our own version of jihadism.
And nowhere
Christian
in the Bible.
Fundamentalism to the extreme. I don't even know if fundamentalism is the right word for it.
Nowhere in the Bible will you find the word hate and God. Right. So really, it's their own interpretation, or will you?
In the Old Testament, you find all kinds of like eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. And so that's where a lot of this is based. It's not, like you got Jesus coming along and he's saying the law doesn't work anymore. This is all theology stuff,
mm-hmm.
which I enjoy.
I know you do.
I get to talk about it on a 100,000-watt radio station.
I get all excited talking about The Biggest Loser, and you're all excited about talking about the Bible.
When is Father Crunk coming in, though? We haven't been in the new year? I think so.
Hey, Aaron, good morning. You're on Q100.
What's up, Bert Show?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, these guys, I think as Christians, these guys remind me of Pharisees. The guys who are basically against Jesus because he was a this religious guy coming out and, he's sort of against the church. And these guys sound just like those people. They think they're so much better than everybody else because they follow this religious law to the nth degree, but yet they have no real relationship with God. And that's the bottom line. These people are idiots because God doesn't hate homosexuals. He doesn't hate Lady Gaga and all these other people. He loves everyone. And the bottom line is these people think that they're better because they're following maybe some Old Testament rule, and they do sort of sound like jihad or something like that. They're freaking crazy.
Yeah.
I think there's a danger in these people eventually.
Very dangerous.
You think about it. Have you heard about this? And I can't think of the exact psalm, but there's this group, and I don't think it's these same people, that have found a verse in Psalms that is something about a ruler, may his days be short. And so they printed up these stickers. And if you follow the verses after this is Old Testament Psalm verse, you follow these verses afterwards, it begins to say, may his wife be husbandless and children fatherless. And this is awful. This mm-hmm. is somewhere this sort of locked up verse that's taken out of context. I don't know the context, but it's put on this Obama sticker saying, it's just a joke. We're just praying that his days would be short because he's a liberal. But in the wrong hands,
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
becomes some sort of rational to something that's evil.
And then you start communicating with the ignorant that buy into the philosophy, and before you know, you have a cult group, which is what it sounds like this almost is.
And there are millions of people, out of the exact number, millions in America that lean towards this and move towards this.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, is it Bert right?
What's happening, man?
Hey, well, I mean, when I heard you talking about this, I heard you say it was Independent Baptist. And I just had to call in because, you know, that's what I am. And I had to give, you know, some representation. So that's not what Independent Baptists are about. I mean, I don't know where this church gets all this stuff, you know, because, I mean, if you read the Bible, you would know God doesn't hate anybody, but he does hate sin. So these people are taking it to God hates the person, which in reality, God hates the sin they're doing.
And also the reality is like, once people hear about Westboro Baptist Church and they're branded with Independent Baptist,
right.
If you tell people that you're an Independent Baptist, they'll assume that you're as nuts as these people.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
That's the thing that frustrates me so much is being a Christian and being sort of lumped into, you know, either people that are this extremist or, like, by saying Christian, you are obviously, like, people assume that you're conservative.
Yeah, what about these
because
people?
Because you're Christian, and I'm like, wait, no. Those two don't necessarily go together to me.
And what about these people speaking makes you interested in anything they have to say? Why would anyone want to be like these people?
But
it's the us versus them mentality. It's I want to join a team, and I want to be rabid about that team, and I want my team to win. Some people choose to do it over college football and root for their Bulldogs and whatever, but these people have chosen to do it with religion. It's us versus them, and that's such a scary...
And where does it lead us? It leads us into,
right.
into more hate. Hey, yes. Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. This group is the same group that protests at military funerals. Yeah. This is the same group that just a few months ago, my kids go to a Jewish daycare. They had a protest in front of the daycare center. So...
For
these people
reason?
Pretty much hate everybody.
They spend, I think I read this on Wikipedia yesterday, and Wikipedia, take it for what it's worth, spend about $350,000 on picketing each and every year.
Man.
Going to different funerals, like you said, going to different daycares.
And they just fuel themselves up with that adrenaline rush of the hate.
Yeah, just to set, right.
And like Josh said, they disguise it with God. Mm. Sad.
And, I mean, and the pictures are shocking, too, because they're in a studio in this first clip that I played you guys, much like it was in the 80s, and it's children. They have their children with them also, you know?
God hates the world and all her people. You, everyone.
Now, with the Lady Gaga song, I think she's done the absolute smart thing and not responded to it whatsoever. Now, it's just a matter of time before she's at a press conference and somebody asks her about it, but up until this point, she hasn't said a word.
Well, if she acknowledges it, it gives it more attention.
That's what I'm saying. I hope the question never comes up, but it will.
You pissed off God. You'll see what he's got.
The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
Right, here is Brad, and he's obviously a little reluctant to talk about this, but I think he's looking for a little advice. He needs to be on the voice disguiser, and his real name's not Brad. But like a whole bunch of you guys, and I haven't filled out a resume in a while, but I'd fudge on it too. Who doesn't?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Embellish a little bit.
Who hasn't embellished what they're doing?
And he has an opportunity to triple his salary.
That's
the problem
awesome.
Here is the stakes are really high because it's an application and a job with the Pentagon.
Which is sort of a big deal.
Yeah, pretty big.
You think?
It's more than like a department store job.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
As Wendy said, this is not Banana Republic that you're applying for here. This is this is the Pentagon.
Very, very true.
So this is pretty serious stuff. I want to be as vague as you want to be because I don't want to get you in trouble, and I know you're calling for some advice. So why don't you give the details, and we'll ask questions, and if you're comfortable answering them, then we'll go for it.
Okay, wonderful. The deal is I was in the military, and one of my friends has been on with this company. It's actually a contract group that works for Department of Defense, and it does require security clearance and everything else. However, this job is takes me beyond what my current skill level is. And so on the resume, what I done was took a copy of the job description and matched it up with exactly what they were looking for and stuff like that. Have been working on getting on with the company since back in April, and they finally flew me up for an interview, and I over that weekend in between Thursday and Monday, they spent a little over $2,000 on me, put me in a 4-star hotel, stuff I'm really not used to getting or being treated like.
Mm-hmm.
This also requires a security clearance. So just to clarify one thing, this is, as far as the resume goes, that was one thing to get hired. Now, security clearance, of course, is going to be conducted by the government, so it's going to be extensive and everything on my background and stuff like that. So right now what is weighing is this security clearance, which I don't see anything to hold me back from that. Once that goes through, then the company is going to want me up within 2.5 weeks. And once I get approved, as long as everything goes through, then I got to move up within 2.5 weeks, and I'm going to be in a brand new field that I don't really know that much about. And I'm going to have to study and everything, but it's going to take me from currently making right around $20,000 up to signed on for about $73,000.
Wow. So that's a major jump right there. How much of a departure is this going to be like? How much of an education are you destined to fail in this job, I guess, is what I'm asking. Do you have any experience in the job that you've got?
I do, because a lot of it is pretty much coordinating the activities and everything within this job. As far as my education level goes, I've got almost enough to have my bachelor's degree complete. As soon as I went up and I interviewed, I went through 5 interviews, I was offered the job, went ahead and signed up with them pending the background check. Then I went to their Christmas party. I met everybody the very next day. And most of the people have master's degrees. Very few have bachelor's degrees. And with this, you know, they're expecting me to have my bachelor's done very shortly, which I can work on once I get up there. And it's probably going to take me more than 2 classes going up there. So it's probably going to take me about 2 more semesters to get that done.
Okay. Well, did you let them know that you don't have a bachelor's degree, or do they know that?
Yes, I did let them know that, the bachelor's degree is not complete at this time, but, you know, I do have full intentions of completing that and then pursuing my master's degree after that.
Is this the kind of job where you would be putting other people's lives and stuff at risk? I mean, there are so many different jobs at the Pentagon. I mean, it's literally its own city. But the job that you have, are you putting anybody at risk?
No, the job that I have would not be directly involving you know, the troops or you know, the U.S. citizens or anything like that. This is and there's going to be a bunch of checks and balances. My thing is pretty much overseeing a project that has multiple aspects or categories that's moving at one time, and my thing is to oversee that and pretty much act as the center link and the glue to keep the project together.
So you're like the project coordinator. What kind of skills is it going to require from you that you don't have?
Actually, the biggest thing is going to, you know, begin to know the terminology and stuff like that. As far as performance of the job, I know that I can do that. As far as supervising the project and coordinating the project. But the biggest thing is, you know, is they speak a total different language up there.
Mm-hmm.
I've already been coached on some of my writing skills need to be adjusted, especially dealing with people with their masters and stuff like that. Just various things like that. So I would be giving up everything here in Atlanta to go up in pursuit of possibly, well, not possibly, but, you know, making more money.
Do you have... You have family and a house and kids?
No. So I would be moving on my own in pursuit of making more money, not only for myself, but also to help my parents.
So,
Okay.
Is there anything on your resume that you blatantly lied about that would be informational?
No, the breakdown of the current jobs that I do, all that remained the same. The only thing that I changed on it was the title headings as far as job title instead of the current job that I'm in, you know, changing it to operations officer or assistant operations officer, different things like that.
Okay. All right. You asked for advice and plenty is coming in. 404-741-Q100. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Good. So we've got Brad here who has fudged a whole bunch on his resume, and he's supposed to take this job at the Pentagon that is really over his head, and he's not even sure that he should go through with it now.
Right. And I wanted to comment. I actually put people into the Pentagon, and I'm actually the person who, one of the levels of clearance is actually a public trust, and that's like your lower level type of clearance. And within that, I do have to check certifications. So I don't know what aspect he's talking about in regards to, like, project management or project coordination. But if it's any type of, like, a Microsoft certification or any type of, like, a train-the-trainer certification, we do find those things out. So if that's something that he's fudged on his resume, that will come out.
Brad, doesn't sound like that.
Is there any risk there for you?
No, because the certifications as listed on my resume are there. The pretty much the only thing that was changed was job titles, in which I've failed. But all my certifications, education, everything on the background check, I was 100% honest, and everything's been listed the background check.
How dependent are your parents right now on your current income?
On the current income, I'm pretty much helping them because Dad lost blood when the economy went down as far as retirement. Mm-hmm. And so they're getting older, and I'm just trying to help them go ahead and pay off their house and, you know, get steady on their feet in case something should ever happen to them because Dad's the only person working.
That's sweet. You're a good guy.
Hey, Daniel. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how you doing, Bert?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I had done this when I got out of the military and put that I for some jobs right around six figures that I had worked with different protocols in the IT field and done different things in the IT field. And I got these jobs. And what I did was prior to going into the job, I just studied what they asked for and got and being able to adapt to the knowledge. You know, I was able to, you know, have success with these jobs. And I've done that with like two jobs and on different contracts, actually.
So you just crammed for the test.
Yeah, exactly. Just whatever they're asking for, you study it, you know, and if as long as you know you have some sort of background in that field, it should be no problem learning it, you know.
So that way when you get to there,
you can communicate properly with them.
Right, so get your foot in the door and then make things happen once you get there, but you say go ahead and take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've had a lot of success with it. Not that I try to, you know, mislead any job, but, you know, you read what they want and you've done part of it, but you haven't done some of the stuff they require, but you know you can do it. Mm-hmm. So you just study for it, you know, and then when you get there, it's all, you know, relative. So.
All right. Thank you.
I agree.
I can completely agree.
I say go for it, too, man.
I think so, too.
Because he didn't lie about any of the important stuff. He was upfront, honest. The background check, it was cleared. He's fine.
Hey, Marty. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's happening?
Well, I own a finance company, and you can come in with all the credentials you want, and I can pull somebody right off the street, and within 2 months, you can teach them anything they're supposed to do in a daily activity of their job. It doesn't have anything to do with what you did before, a couple skills on typing, a couple skills on word processing in Microsoft, and you can nudge the person beside you, learn what if you can pick up your job in 2 months, you can do your job forever.
All this,
I'm so scared about. What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? He goes in there and he asks a billion questions, write down all the notes, take very, very good notes, learn his job, go home at night, study the notes. He could be better than anybody in there within 2 months because no one else is going to work and studying. Nobody studies at work. You just pick up what you do while you go along.
So you're saying go for it also.
Go for it.
I think when you throw the word Pentagon in there,
ooh,
it just changes things. Like it's like you said, this is not Banana Republic. This is not Old Navy we're talking about. It's not Q100 we're talking about.
Right.
This is the Pentagon, you know?
Right.
And it just feels like the stakes are so high, but there literally are thousands of jobs at the Pentagon from very high classification to secretarial stuff.
And is everybody at the Pentagon government? Didn't you say something earlier this morning about not necessarily it being government work?
He said he's contracted out, right?
Okay.
So you're not military. You're going to be contracted.
Right, there's a contract.
But everybody that steps foot in there has to get security clearance.
Of course.
Which is what he's getting. But most are calling up saying, go for it, man. I mean, you don't have family. It's not like you're moving your entire family up to D.C.
Right.
And they're saying, go for it.
Don't try to sneak into a White House dinner.
Yeah, right. That may be the easiest thing that you actually can do.
They're getting a little tighter on that these days.
I'll uphold the respect of the state of Georgia. I won't sneak in.
So. Okay. When are you supposed to make this move?
I find out the final answer by the end of this week or first of next week. And then at that point, it'll be within 2.5 weeks after that. They want me at my desk up there working.
Well, we got to catch up with you before you take the job and then like a month into it.
Yeah.
If you make it a month.
If he's still treading water.
Right.
Yeah.
If you even make it a month. All right, Brad. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. The Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Well, this phrase is actually going to lead to this question. So let me give you the phrase and then the question to follow up, and then I'll tell you the story. Head through a wall. Head through the wall is the phrase. And then most damage caused by sex.
Oh, wow.
Okay, me and a group of friends went over to these fratty tatty guys. They're like older frat guys who now live in this one house all together. They went to college together. We're in the same fraternity together. So this is where we were hanging out. So just to give you a scenario of the kind of house we were in.
They're extending college by a few years in their real life.
By a lot of years.
It's the old school house.
By a lot of years. So these are like... Things are all over the floor. Bedrooms are a mess. So we're just walking around, chilling out in the house. And we notice this huge hole in the wall over this one guy's bed. Of course, there's no headboard, no nothing. So all you can see is this huge hole in
hole
the wall.
In the drywall.
And me
like, we're talking like how big?
Like big.
Like plate like, size big? Like the dinner plate size?
At least.
Okay.
So huge hole in the wall. Noticeable, obviously. So me and my girlfriends are like, what is going on? Why do you have a hole in the wall? And why is it not fixed? He said they had a drunken night. He took a girl back.
Right.
Took a girl back. And then they did. And he... He put a hole through his wall with her head.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Wow.
I think they were probably playing some like basketball game in the house or something.
Oh, he got mad and kicked through. It or something?
I don't think so. From the angle.
The position of where it was, it could have happened.
Possible.
It is possible.
So it was low enough to the mattress.
that it could have been possible. And these are they're going to get chicks. They know how to pick up women. They're good at it. I mean, they do that stuff all the time.
They've got to be hot if they're still bringing home women and there's still a hole in the wall.
Right.
Like, are we talking mattress?
Rights.
Yeah, mattress on the floor type, house?
It's a good sized bed, but there's no headboard. It's just a mess. It's disgusting, but they're still going to get chicks. Chicks get drunk enough.
Let's go ahead and assume that the guy's story is absolutely real, okay?
Okay.
So he's having sex. Woman's head goes through the wall, so he has to call a drywaller in or whatever, mm-hmm. and it costs him $35, $50 to get it fixed. All right, if we were doing a Burt Show Guinness Book of World Records, and you guys were going to call and get involved, 404-741-Q100, what is the amount of damage that you did during sex? So, like, your foot hit a candle, candle hits the drape catches fire to the house.
It sounds like a scene out of a movie.
And now you're talking about $250,000 house that's burning to the ground because you guys were getting it on with candles.
It's believable.
It could be
anything.
One of a million different things.
I have a friend, and I cannot say too much about who she is, but who has installed a swing. And
okay. So this must be somebody we know.
I don't think you do. But it had to be installed.
Am I looking at her?
No. Not yet. But she had to have it installed in the studs of her house. Like her friend, they had to install it like through the attic so that the swing would be, you know, mm-hmm. secured.
Sure.
Or whatever. Yeah. And I think if you typically go in there, it appears as though a chandelier would go there, but that's not really what it was installed for.
Right.
That kind of thing. So I'm thinking if you installed that improperly, that could have been a serious hole in the ceiling.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that.
You got to really commit to a chair like that. It takes a lot of effort to make sure that thing's going to, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You do have to make sure it's secure.
Hey, Ann, you're on the voice disguiser.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Well, it was Valentine's Day. We had the candles going, mm-hmm. knocked over the candles onto the chair that it was on. It was a leather chair. It was in a hotel room. and we also caught the blanket on fire, and we had to replace it because it was being paid for by a company because they were on transfer.
Whoops.
So we had to fix the chair and replace the blanket.
What was the price tag on that?
About $200.
All right. So our starting, if we're starting a Guinness Book of World Records on damage you've done while having sex, $200 is our starting point. Now this could be personal injury also.
Oh, that's true.
So if you break something and you got to go to the hospital, you've got the emergency room costs, you've got your neck brace,
crutches,
insurance. Hey, Sarah, you're on the Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Hi.
Well, my husband and I were celebrating our first wedding anniversary in November. And, you know, things are a little tight for everybody, so we decided not to have, like, a big trip or anything. We just went out to a nice dinner and came home. And we were in the shower. Things got kind of heated, and I was using the faucet as leverage. And I kind of, like, had my foot propped up on the faucet.
Oh, no.
And he was kind of saying, like, you know, can you get any higher? Try to get a little higher. And so I sort of pushed down, and the next thing I knew, the faucet, the shower head, all the piping that connects them, the piping in the ceiling and the floor has been ripped out of the wall. Everywhere. All the tile is broken. Our neighbor called about 10 minutes later because we lived in a condo and it had ripped the pipe out of their ceiling as well.
Oh, no.
We had to turn off the water to our entire building for 2 days. It cost us $3,000 to fix, and everybody knew exactly how it broke.
Nice.
$3,000
is the Guinness record right now.
And I didn't even get to
get it
finish
done.
The deal?
Yeah. Man.
I'll say it. I'll be the only one to admit this, but I think sex in a shower is overrated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's good from time to time, but I mean, for the most part, it's just, yeah.
Depends on what your shower looks like.
Yeah. Well, ours is like a little Barbie one because we live in a little anybody. We're little people with a little house. There's not a lot of room in there. Hey, Alex, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good man. Morning. $2,500 or $3,000, I should say, is our Guinness record right now for most damage done during sex.
Oh, well, I mean, mine didn't cost, but it may have cost my wife.
How much?
No, well, see, the thing is, you know, we were doing our thing, and just somehow, I mean, we fell on the floor, and I fell on top of her, and she broke her arm.
Oh no!
And this was actually this was like 2.5 years ago when she was pregnant.
Oh no, that's scary.
Yeah. She was pregnant, and but nothing happened to the baby. She was only like 2 months pregnant.
So and, she's already uncomfortable, and she's not feeling
hormonal.
Great.
Hormonal.
Yeah.
And then he broke her arm. And I bet she couldn't have the same medication as other people who break their arm because she was pregnant.
Yeah, she didn't take anything. All she wore was a cast.
Were you in the doghouse for like forever on that one?
Yeah, for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's one that, and she'll remember that one for a while.
A couple of months.
All right, this is one, I think this would be our final record right here. You guys are going to be rocked by this one. Hey, John, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
What's going on, Bertram?
Hey. All right, man, so the number to beat right now, $3,000 worth of damage while having sex.
That would be 10% of my total. You guys ever seen the movie Sinner?
No.
You guys don't recall that movie? It is after 8:30. I'll try to be ginger, but let's say I was driving the vehicle and the missus was in the passenger seat.
Okay.
Okay.
And this would be spring break down to Florida.
Okay.
Needless to say, got a little tied up in the situation, and the road turned, the vehicle did not turn, and totaled out my brand new truck that I had purchased at $42,000 into the woods.
$42,000.
It was chalked up to a possum crossing the road, me swerving and hitting the trees because we had plenty of time to reconcile our clothing before the officers proceeded to get on the
scene. I bet you did.
Yeah, insurance doesn't really pay for car treats.
No. And an officer got there, he said, too, so you guys had to swerve a bit? Oh, yes, just swerved to miss possum.
$42,000, that can't be beat.
It was a new truck, and needless to say, after that, I purchased an $8,000 vehicle.
The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
Hello, Chastity.
Hey, Bert.
How are you?
I'm not doing well today.
Oh, darling, what's up?
What's up?
Okay. When I moved to Atlanta about 9 years ago, and I first started listening to y'all when I first moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was like, oh, this is a great show. And I've been listening to y'all the whole time. I've called in before. We've talked. And right before Christmas, I moved back to Houston. So I'm in Houston now, and I need y'all to get on satellite so I can listen to y'all in the car in Houston.
Oh,
man, we miss you too.
I know. I'm just like, what am I going to do without Bert and everyone in the morning?
Well, we have a sister station down there that has a decent morning show. I think that Ryan and Rula are down there.
What is it? Is it 104 KBRE?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it that one?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, I know, but I'm not feeling them like I feel y'all.
Not working for you, huh?
No.
Give them a shot for now.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be there.
There's nothing we can do for you in the car yet.
I know. That's the problem.
Well, I think, I mean, it's blatantly obvious to me that you got to be in Atlanta.
You got to move back.
You got to move back. I mean, if you show some commitment here. Don't ask us for things we can't deliver. Move back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I know. I just was like, and I can't listen at work. I can't because, you know, I can't listen online at work because I'm in a dental office. So
it's
know. Not
even a job that is worth staying at in Houston. So you might as well come back here.
Oh, I know. Okay, but is that possible? I mean, ever y'all get on satellite so everyone can hear y'all?
I don't know that. I mean, we haven't really started talking about satellite yet. We've been toying with the idea of syndication, or there are companies that are toying with us about syndication. But
Yeah, that. Yeah, okay, let's do that.
Okay, whatever it is.
Done.
All right, we'll be out in Houston tomorrow.
Just figure it out in Houston.
Yeah, if you need me to come and present something in a board meeting or something like that, I can do that.
Some PowerPoint presentation,
perfect.
You're on it, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if anything progresses, we will let you know.
Okay. I'll be checking the website.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. Is it Tanisha?
Yes.
How are you
good
today?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
I'm good. I love you guys.
Loving you, too. What's up?
Well, I love Jeff also, and I'm missing him, but this is just so freaky. I was thinking about this. Remember when y'all were doing the psychic predictions back last year?
Mm-hmm.
Was it not Jeff Psychic that said somebody was going to be leaving the Burt Show?
All right, well, let me just say one thing before we even address that we don't know that Jeff is leaving the Burt Show yet.
Well, I hope he's not, but I was just thinking about that prediction. I was thinking, oh, I hope not, but I just remember the
psychic
prediction.
Yeah. And his psychic was, like, freaky, too. She was getting some other things right, wasn't she?
Too many other things, right. Yeah, when we first started talking about Jeff and the negotiations, excuse me, with the radio station not going well, we got a couple of emails from people saying the same thing, that his psychic was right on. So we looked for the audio, and here it is, because we all went out and we found psychics to make predictions for the year, right? And this is what Jeff's psychic said.
I don't know what your plans are, but you've got your own label for something. Now, I don't mean just something that you put on an envelope when you're sending your mail out.
Okay.
So there's a label. You could have a label for something. There's something, a clothing label. I don't know, but they're just saying your own label is going to be in the works for you.
Okay.
Your life's going to go to better things, Jeff, and you're going to have your own situation. Your own situation. There's something of your own coming.
Okay.
This is really good. Your name will become strong.
So is that it? Is that what everybody's talking about?
I think so.
I think so.
Now, Josh gave me another clip here. Give me a second to actually enter it in. That might...
Well, that would make sense because, you know, yeah, I think what she said would probably make sense.
Well, his name is out there now.
Yeah, unfortunately it
bigger.
Is. Yeah, unfortunately it is.
And we do have to be clear that we don't know until Friday what's actually going to happen. We'll have an answer for everybody on Monday.
Here's the other clip that Josh provided.
Right, the first, this is all coming up in the next 3 to 4 months for you. And this is all around you. The first thing is I'm going to go into your work because you have a lot of big changes that are coming in around your business and your work. Where you're currently working, there is actually somebody going to be leaving very soon. And I'd say within the next 6 weeks, somebody's departing your business. And it's somebody that you sort of see on a regular basis.
That doesn't really indicate that it's him, though. It almost sounds like she's talking about...
No, that sounds like it'd be somebody else.
Yeah. So, Wendy, are you going someplace that we don't know about?
I don't think so.
And Melissa just lost her voice. She's not going anywhere.
Right, so.
She's just not here today because she has no voice, but she'll be back tomorrow, we hope.
Yeah, and as far as Jeff goes, I told you guys I wouldn't waste your time with a lot of non-update updates. So we haven't talked about it this morning because there's really nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we know something, we will pass it on to you.
Hey, The Bird Show.